Hello, good citizens of planet Earth.
You're listening to the legendary Bay State Rock.
One child lives in a beautiful house on a hill that overlooks all of the city. He finished his dinner and went off to bed while a vision of a family danced in his head. Down a big empty hall to a cold empty room, he glanced at his bed but he just couldn't sleep. He went to his window and saw a bright star. Makes you feel connected wherever you are. Another child lives in a tiny apartment by a boarded up building on a cold city block. His overworked mother and his sick younger brother were both fast asleep on this cruel Christmas Eve. So what more could you need than everything? He slipped on his slippers and slipped down the hallway. He opened the window and saw the same star. You are connected, whoever you are. Sits in the center of town. The vicious old blizzard could not bring it down. Through wind and through weather, it still stayed together. The stars shone so bright there with no one around. So that the lost shall be found, that the hungry be fed, the homeless shall sleep neath a roof in a bed. The lonely of spirit be near or be far. You are connected wherever you are. You are connected wherever you are.
Welcome to Bay State Rock. I'm Carmelita.
And I'm Tez.
And we have opened our show with Chris Trapper, better known from the Push Stars. Say the Push Stars, everybody knows. And say Chris Trapper, and you know what? Everybody knows. Chris has been doing solo performances for quite some time, written a lot of albums, recorded a lot of albums, been out there nationally, internationally, and he's a star. It's pretty exciting when he actually plays around our area.
Does he still live here or has he moved on?
He still lives here.
Oh, good.
Okay. This is his home base. He settled into this area. He's originally from Buffalo, New York, I believe.
Oh, how about that?
Moved up here and has been here since the Push Stars started.
Oh, good. Okay. So, I'm gatekeeping here.
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure, you know, that, you know, he's not allowed in the community unless he's got ties. Plus the Buffalo thing that gets some extra points.
Extra points there. And I love the song that we played, One Bright Star. This comes from a Christmas album that Chris put out a few years back. entitled It's Christmas Time. The songs on the album are all original, but they're not necessarily songs that you would only play at holiday time.
Right.
Such
right.
as this one, One Bright Star. It's just such a, God, it's such a keeper. It's just gorgeous. And you can play it any time of the year and it's going to sound great.
That's right. Once it's a keeper again. From Trapper.
Yes, exactly. Chris Trapper. Chris has got a show coming up in the area, not in Massachusetts, but on May 13th, Friday at 8 p.m., Chris Trapper is going to be performing at Nashua Center for the Arts on 201 Main Street in Nashua, New Hampshire. And that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Just wanted to play Chris Trapper anyway because I really miss having Chris on the show. We used to have him up on the airwaves of WAAF when we did radio so much. Just really missing him, missing his music. So it was great to open the show with him. Chris Trapper here on Bay State Rock. So check this out. Both Tez and I almost played the same song in the same show at different times during the show. And because we both get the same music now, which is great.
Right. It's a collaboration. The structure of the show. And I was not paying attention to how you were structuring things. And I was like, oh, I have an idea. Let's play a song from this band called Dream of a Man in a Top Hat.
Yeah, it's so good. Michael was dancing around to this a little earlier today. What's really unique about this for somebody like me who started doing radio when I was in college, way back when, one of my favorites back in those days was a band called Native Tongue.
And I remember them, yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, these guys, two of the members of Native Tongue, who were absolutely fabulous, have gotten together and they are in a band called Dream of a Man in a Top Hat, and they sent a song, and Tez and I both went cuckoo over the song.
It's true.
And it's called Like a Fire Engine, and once again featuring two members of the 80s post-punk band Native Tongue. That's the timer.
Hurry.
I know. The timer just went off, so we have to wind this down here. We're going to play Dream of a Man in a Top Hat, and we are also going to play Native Tongue following Dream of a Man in a Top Hat, because I like to put those things together, the old and the new, and we're going to do it.
You're doing a service for our listeners, Carm.
Exactly. Everybody's going to find out who Native Tongue is, and Dream of a Man in a Top Hat right now. Here's Like a Fire Engine from Dream of a Man in a Top Hat
on Bay State Rock.
Hey! late than everybody else. But some people, I don't know what they want to know. If it's planned or by chance, ask me this: why are you like that?
Rockers, this is Linda from the Chelsea Curve, and you're listening to Bay State Rock.
I know you're the one for me. record store, I just stop and stare.
Chelsea Curve, as they identified themselves before we played the song. Brand new from them, it's called Eye on You. And Carm, get this.
Yeah.
They're playing the Middle East at Sonya, part of the Middle East complex there.
Right.
They're playing there on Saturday, May 6th. We got a few shows to announce from them. Saturday, May 6th at the Middle East Sonya. 18 plus show with One Fall and Eddie Japan.
Ooh.
That is going to be a great gig.
Indeed.
But let's say you're listening and you're not from the Boston area. Well, we've got a show for you if you're down in Providence. That's happening Thursday, May 11th at the Parlor, as they like to say, or the Parlor. The Parlor.
Okay.
The Parlor in Providence. They're playing there with Sharp Class, who is a band from the United Kingdom. That should be fun. Show them what Providence is all about. 123 Astronaut and DJ Mike Giosia is playing there as well. The song came from Chelsea Curve's new album called All the Things, and that's, once again, the track is called Eye on You, and I'm really digging that.
Totally.
Chelsea Curve,
yes.
Here on Bay State Rock.
And we also heard Native Tongue in there, Carving the Future from Soap. That is a classic Boston song and band going all the way back to the 80s. God,
yeah.
That was so good. Come to find, or should I say moving forward here, two members of Native Tongue are in an outfit called Dream of a Man in a Top Hat. It's a long title for the name of a band, but it's okay. They can do that. They've been around. They paid their dues. And they've got a great new song called Like a Fire Engine, featuring two members once again of the 80s post-punk band Native Tongue. And we're pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
It's a continuation of their wildly psychedelic post-punk alternative rock music following the release of their EP album and a slew of singles. And clearly we've missed those, Tez. And that's the importance of bands getting their music to us.
Yes.
Please do keep us up to date so that we can get the word out. Man, oh man, great little set there. The Chelsea Curve, Native Tongue, Dream of a Man in a Top Hat. And we're going to move on because I've got the timer set. That's the beeping we hear.
Yes.
Tez and I are trying not to like ramble on and on for several minutes. So this timer thing, it's for the birds, but we're doing it.
That's right.
And right now we've got Ted Overbow and the Late Arrivals, Open Road and Blue Sky. Ted Overbow and the Late Arrivals are playing Thursday, April 4th at Notch Brewing Company.
May 4th. The Star Wars Day. They're playing Star Wars Day, May 4th.
Oh,
May
did
the
I?
4th be with you?
Oh,
yeah,
my
you said
gosh.
April 4th. I just want to confuse the listeners.
I did.
But I also wanted to make the Star Wars joke, too. So there you go.
There you go. And they're over there with Ghost Truckers. Let's check out Ted Overbow and the Late Arrivals right now
on Bay State Rock.
Just wear me. us both again. About as close as you've been.
Emily Grogan here, and you're listening to Bay State Rock.
Stand up straight and I'll fix your collar. Move in on me, cause I don't wanna have to holler. Imagine all the people everywhere joining up together to fight for what's fair. Now I don't have a gun, so I don't pull the trigger. I got no army, I'm not a power figure. But I've been preaching to myself. Money, 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 money don't mean well. Are getting strange. I pick up the phone and I only hear a whisper. I get some story from some mystery mister. Something about a world gone wrong. They're killing me for just a song. Things are starting to get strange. They got the guns, but we got the thunder. Run into us and you're gonna go under. They got the guns, but we got the thunder. They got the money, but we got the numbers. They got the guns, but we got the thunder. Run into us and you're gonna go. Is the only one that bleeds you. Join together. Join together. Well, I sat myself down by the river. It's getting cold and I start to shiver. I'm thinking about that mess they found. Dragged to the bottom and underground. Now I don't have a gun, so I don't pull the trigger. I got no army, I'm not a power figure. But I've been preaching to myself. Money, 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 money don't mean well. Things are starting to change. They got the money, but we got the numbers. They got the guns, but
the Emily Grogan Band here on Bay State Rock, join together.
Ah.
Emily Grogan and her pals, they're playing Saturday, May 13th over at the Plow and Stars. It's a 10 p.m. show, so perhaps maybe you take a nap and then go to the show. Maybe you take the nap, you wake up, and you take an edible and you go to the show. Either way, get to that show, Plow and Stars, Saturday, May 13th. Emily Grogan Band, she's a wicked good entertainer.
Indeed, and the Plow and Stars in Cambridge, Massachusetts. For any newcomers, because we have people that listen from all over the world, Tez.
That's true.
We want to make sure if you come into Cambridge to visit, you know where the Plow and Stars is.
That's correct. And it's spelled P-L-O-U-G-H. Not plow like, you know, you're plowing a garden. It's like whatever the other word means.
That's right. That's right. And plows are for the winter. We're well into spring. In fact, Tez had to correct me a little while ago on the wrong month. I was stuck in March and we're moving into May, right?
Oh, right.
We also heard Dinosaur Jr. in there. Feel the Pain. And check this out. They have a show coming up Saturday, May 13th, 7 p.m. Roadrunner is the venue on Guest Street in Boston. And that, I don't know anything about this venue.
I don't either, but that's right. It's got to be right near the old AAF studios.
That's right.
We were on Guest Street for a while, yeah.
That's where we did the radio for years, over on Guest Street in Boston. And they're over there on the 13th with the Hold Steady and the band Come, Talia Zedek's band.
That's a great show, Carm. That's like, Hold Steady is awesome. They're a band kind of like Minneapolis, New York City. But yeah, Come is great. Oh my God. This is a fucking great show.
It is Dinosaur Jr. And it says, I don't know whether I made a mistake. It says 25 cents or is it $25? I would imagine 25 cents because hopefully tickets aren't more than 25. You never know with ticket prices these days.
I think what you're seeing here, Carm, is that 25 cents from each ticket is going to the Shout Syndicate.
A Boston-based volunteer-run fundraising effort that raises money to help fund youth-led arts programs at nonprofit creative youth development organizations in Greater Boston. The Shout Syndicate works in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Arts and Culture's creative plan called Boston Creates.
Thank goodness, Carm, that we live in a region that supports the arts as much as Boston does. Mm-hmm. I know we hear a lot of complaints that, oh, the city could be doing more.
Right, right.
And then sure, they could, but at least be happy with what they're doing, and that's why it's important for each and every one of us to get out, support the scene, and to do what you can to make sure that these programs not only stay, but continue to grow.
Absolutely. We started out with Tad Overbaugh and the Late Arrivals. Open Road and Blue Sky. Love this song. And they have a show Thursday, May 4th at Notch Brewing in Boston with the Ghost Truckers. Right now, we're going to check out New Robin Lane. Not brand new, most recent. She's got a show coming up Saturday, May 6th, 7 p.m. Nice early show at the Bar and Back Room in Davis Square, Somerville, and our timer's going off. We're just on time.
We're doing fine.
We're doing great. We're going to play Robin Lane right now in celebration of her upcoming show once again on May 6th at the Bar and Back Room. Robin Lane, Women Like That, the song.
Yeah, here on Bay State Rock.
Oh, drunk and had a hissy fit.
That woman.
I said, hey girl, what's the matter with you? And then she came out with it.
That woman.
She told me that she'd always been in love with me. My mind just went a blur.
Cause
if I was ever gonna go gay, well, it sure wouldn't be with her. Oh, why do I have to know a woman like that?
Hypnotized. Hey, this is Mark Panaski from Township, a.k.a. the Family Township, also the Board of Health, also just plain old me, Mark Panaski. You are listening to Bay State Rock because you rock.
Family Township here on Bay State Rock. I can't even remember the last time we played the Family Township. I love this band.
Awesome. Just awesome.
Totally. And Chevy Nova 1979 is the name of the song that we have played by the Family Township here on Bay State Rock. And this is from their album Light Years, and they've got a show Friday, May 5th at the Barn Back Room, 7 p.m. show. That is in Somerville with Stars Like Ours. I'm pretty darned excited about this because I've been wondering, where is the Family Township? Here they are right here on Bay State Rock. And there they will be Friday, May 5th at the Barn Back Room.
Carm, did you ever have a Chevy Nova? Or did your family ever have a Chevy Nova? My grandmother had one, and boy, those were fun cars.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in those waiting for gasoline for long, long periods of time.
I had a boyfriend that drove a Chevy Nova, and I think it was his mother's.
There was a period of time there where officers, they would sort of patrol looking for Chevy Novas, knowing that there's a lot of drug dealers driving around in those
cars. Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I just figured it was a mother's car. You know?
No, it was like 85, 86. I think by then they realized, like, all right, this is it. And Dodge Darts. That was the other one, a Dodge Dart.
I thought that Chevy Novas were like mom's jeans, but I guess not. alive. That's a pretty interesting fact to know.
Oh, yeah. Our friends Wilco from Chicago, they do a song called Bo Black Nova, which is pretty cool.
Cool. But,
anyway. Hey, speaking of cool, Tea House of the Almighty, HWP, you're going to hear that and you're going to be like, boy, that sounds familiar. They were a band that were destined for greatness, and I'm not quite sure what happened, but John, Dave, a couple of Daves in the band, two Daves, and then JJ was the lead singer.
Yep.
He was super cool. He worked for like a cell phone company for many, many years, and I remember he would come in and he would be like, oh, here's a cell phone for you. Like, he was doing this whole thing where he would give you a cell phone and then he would set you up with a network or whatever. I don't know which company he was working for or whatever it is. They're defunct now, but it was awesome. Every time we saw him, we had like new cell phones. Look at, I can play Snake on this one. Anyway, HWP from Tea House of the Almighty, and great band, and again, just one of those blasts from the past.
Yeah, indeed. That's an oldie but goodie. We started out with Robin Lane. Woman Like That is the name of the song. She's got new music out, and she's got a show on Saturday, May 6th, at the Bar and Back Room. Lots of shows going on over there.
Yeah.
At the Bar and Back Room. Most of them start at 7 p.m., as does Robin Lane's show. Definitely check Robin Lane out. Oh, she's so good. And a Boston legend.
That's right. And an early show, 7 p.m.
Correct.
Another early show happening at 7:30 on May 3rd is the next act we're going to check out. They're called Trash Robot. They're playing at the Midway Cafe with the band Vacuist. Also, Steve Sarrow. Again, it's a 7:30 show, Wednesday, May 3rd at the Midway Cafe. Let's check them out. Trash Robot and a track called The Worst of Times.
On Bay State Rock.
The verdict is in. Smoke signals travel high into the sky. A bunch of animals caged up, everybody was safe from a million miles away. As temperatures rise by any means necessary, people will fly to make right. Mazel tov, mazel tov, cocktails. Set them off, set them off. It's a state. Step in. So fuck what you say. I don't have time to sit and smile and fuck your way. I'll try and try to increase the vibe. The bubble's off, the bubble's off. Like a lightning. Cut it off, cut it off. It's a stain. Stand and set to this recent. We'll talk at once and drown it so loud.
This is Muck from Muck and the Myers, and you're listening to Bay State Rock.
Look what you've done. You've caused something to discuss. Stop it because fingers are pointing at us. When will you learn? When I can see, I know she's
your band.
Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band here on Bay State Rock. Annie Pay Your Band. I have had this song for a while, have not gotten to it, and now he's got some new music out. Very frustrating. I can't keep up. Finally, we did get some Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band on because they are a fabulous band. Christian Montgomery is a great songwriter. I love the song Annie Pay Your Band. It's not their latest, but it is one of their greatest. They do not have shows coming up in the immediate future starting in June. They've got shows coming up in Vermont and New York. I've not seen any as of yet for Massachusetts, but you never know.
Right.
Last minute shows come in.
Yeah, I was going to say, he gets a lot of last minute gigs and he always announces them on his social media pages. So follow him on Facebook, follow him on Instagram, whatever other social media tools everybody's using these days. I don't know. No one's using Twitter anymore. So follow him. He's a great follow. He's always got lots of links to his music and gives you updates on what he's been doing. And yeah, I enjoy. He's a good follow on social media. That's for sure.
We also heard Muck and the Myers in there. Crush on Me. They have a show that just came. We just updated this.
Yeah.
Their show's coming in on Saturday, May 13th at Jungle in Somerville with the Chelsea Curve.
Originally, Carm, I think this gig was going to take place at Geno's in Portland, Maine. And then during the middle of the podcast, we get an update. Nope, show's actually happening over at Jungle in Somerville.
Also on that show are Sharp Class and Tiger Bomb.
And DJ Sherman.
Cool.
He'll still be there. Sherman Hensley will still be there. Mr. Jefferson. Up.
All right. And started out with Trash Robot.
That's right. Yeah, Trash Robot and The Worst of Times. They're playing Wednesday, May 3rd at the Midway Cafe with Vacuist, Steve Sarrow, and once again, that's a 7:30 show, so you can take an edible, go there, enjoy the show, relax, and get home and still get up for work the next morning.
Most excellent. We've got some brand new Answer Man right now. The song is called Prophet. This was released on Friday, the 21st of April. Blacklight Poster is the name of their new album.
Ooh.
It is a true reflection of our uneasy 2023. That is what the album is about, and I think that's a brilliant title.
Did you ever have a Blacklight Poster? You strike me as the
yes,
type. You were like me.
Yes.
Like, you know, you had like, you know, Pink Floyd
that's
or, you
why
know,
I
the,
totally yeah. relate to this. It's amazing.
On Velvet.
And we're going to check this out right now. Turn your black lights on. Check out Answer Man's latest, Prophet.
Here on Bay State Rock.
Thank you.
got your eyes on the prize, but the man who's right beside you. Wearing my disguise, I'm wondering just what the hell do I do? Well, you are what you are, what you are, baby, I want it. You are what you are, what you are, baby, I can take it. Stupid black hat and a sports car built but too. You say there's no spark and I feel the same way about you. You got your hands on the wheel as you try to strike a deal with the devil. I wonder how you feel if the playing field is really on the level. Well, you are what you are, what you are, but baby, I don't want it. You are what you are, what you are, but baby I can take it. We can cruise along the coast of Maine, trying to ignore this pain that's been brewing. We can ride across a great divide, hoping that for once we'll decide what we're doing. Well, you are what you are, what you are, but baby I don't want it. What you are, what you are, but baby I can take it.
Heaven smile.
the neighborhoods here on Bay State Rock. Oh, how I love me some neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
That track there, I Go Dark, and that's from their last album that they released in 2019 called Last Known Address. The neighborhoods here on Bay State Rock. Dave Menahan, genius, right?
Total rock star, also a producer extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah. Played in The Replacements for a couple of years there as well, traveling around with Paul Westerberg and Tommy Stinson. Oh, yeah.
He also makes other bands sound so good.
Yeah.
His contributions are tremendous to our town, including the neighborhoods and all of the bands that he's done work with.
That's right. Speaking of contributors to the local scene, how about Johnny Black? Yes. We haven't heard from him in a while, and I went back through the archives and dug up this track.
Man.
That is from his 1999 album, Basic Black, and the track, You Know What You Are. I remember he came up to the Bay State Rock Studios and played that live for us one Sunday night back in 1999 or 2000.
Way back when. And Johnny Black Trio, what a treat. A couple of classics in here, classic bands.
Yeah, Johnny Black was also in Johnny and the Jumper Cables.
That's right.
That was a fun band, too. I almost played them instead, but I was like, nah, we'll go with Johnny Black Trio. A little bit more recent, right?
Nice choice.
1999 was just like 5 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
We started out with Answer Man, Prophet, the long-awaited album released on Friday, April 21st, entitled Black Light Poster.
Such a cool title.
It is a very cool title, and it is a reflection of our uneasy 2023 as Answer Man harness our collective tension and hold it up to the glowing light. That is why it's called Black Light Poster.
You think there's also maybe some incense burning? Maybe a bong or two hanging around?
Perhaps.
Those they kind of go hand in hand, right?
Stick on flowers and all.
They all go hand in hand with the Black Light Poster. What a cool title for an album.
Absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations to Answer Man here on Bay State Rock. We have to go. We're running out of time. And I want to remind folks, definitely subscribe to one of our many streaming platforms where you can find our show, Bay State Rock, including Anchor, Google, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, CastBox, Overcast, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, Pocket Casts, Stitcher, and there are tons more. Those are just a few. Definitely subscribe and definitely check out our Bay State Rock Facebook page. That's where you can get a lot of concert listings. Lots of bands post there. If you're in a band, post there. The instructions on how to submit your music and listings to us is listed on there. Everything's there.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave with X Hyena. These guys, check this out. Moon Reflections is a new album they've released. Actually, it's called Moon Reflections Remixed. This features 15 remixes and 5 unreleased songs. It features remixes from a lot of different folks, including Brian Macello, Gothsicles.
I love that title, Gothsicles.
Yeah, the Mystic Underground, Pleasure Policy, Control, I'm Here, Sawtooth, R.M. Hendrix, Black Light, Blood Handsome. There are so many more.
Ooh, Black Light.
That's right. Oh, that's
right.
Wonder
if they know Answer Man.
Oh my gosh, I didn't. Yeah.
Have to introduce them.
I love.
I know you.
Also, Blood Handsome, Survey Channel, and just so many more. Cage is the remix we're going to feature. That's right. A song by X Hyena called Magnification from their new album, Moon Reflections Remixed. And this is a Cage remix. That's what we're going to leave with right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for supporting our show, Bay State Rock. I'm Carmelita.
I'm Tez.
And they are X Hyena. Remixed. Magnification.
Here on Bay State Rock.
Bye.
Time. there in the fray. There in the fray.
Fair.